Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Airstrikes reportedly kill 18 in northern Syria. Syrian activists said today airstrikes believed to be from Russian planes killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others in northern Syria. The strike is reported to have hit a busy marketplace. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the violence in Syria, said the strikes happened in Oria, a town in Idlib province about 20 kilometers from the Turkish border. Turkey said today it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week near the Turkey-Syria border. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin had called for economic sanctions against Turkey. Mr. Putin signed a decree which restricts Russian imports of some Turkish products, prohibits extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and impacts the operations of Turkish companies in Russia.
Yaşanan hadiseden dolayı gerçekten üzgünüz.
On Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. Voters in Burkina Faso are choosing a new president in parliament today in what is being called the country's most open election in its history. 5 million registered voters will be able to select from among a slate of 14 presidential candidates. And analysts said ahead of the election, there was no clear picture of who might win. If no one earns more than 50% of the vote, a second round will be held. Former President Blaise Compaoré led Burkina Faso for 27 years before trying last year to get rid of a constitutional term limit. This is the Voice of America.